G'day everyone, Ian here in Bris Vegas. How are ya? Just walking to Tango on this pretty mild, yeah, it's probably a bit more than mild, warm Friday night. I thought I might do an indulgent boo, a rambly boo with some indulgence. Haven't been on the audio boo much lately. Since Singapore, I've sort of disconnected somewhat. It's all been a bit odd, and I haven't been listening to a lot of audio boos. I feel like I've disconnected from the community, and I haven't been putting up much content as well. It's all been a little bit odd. I'm not sure what's going on. Things happen, don't they? But I thought I might just do a bit of a catch-up indulgent boo tonight. I've got a couple of actual specific topics I want to do, and maybe I'll get around to them over the weekend. A video has turned up, which I was in very, very long time ago. And I want to do an audio boo about that. Hopefully that'll happen over the weekend. Anyway, just want to catch up on what's been happening in my little world over the last little while. It's nothing too exciting. Head down, bum up, work, work, work. Nothing much more than that, really. Which is okay. I'm forever grateful for having regular income. I was thinking about it. Yesterday I got my crowns on my two front teeth, which I did an audio boo about some 3 weeks ago, the preparation for it and the accident that caused it way back 30 years ago. And I finally got my crowns. In the meantime, another tooth, which had disintegrated just a bit over a week ago, had to have a bit of work. So I've had a fair bit of dental work done the last few weeks, and yesterday I paid, after my private health insurance, $2,300, which is a significant amount of money, and it was nice to pay it. On Wednesday, I finally had a fridge technician come around and have a look at my fridge after having my fridge not working because it had tripped the circuit breaker for 36 hours or so. And same guy who actually came to have a look at it back in September and replaced the heater, which defrosts the ice. And as he was working on it, he said, "Hey, do you happen to have the receipt from the last time I was here?" And I went, "Yeah, here it is." And he said, "Oh, it's the same problem. Same thing's gone. It was $400 that it cost me last time." And he said, "Listen, it shouldn't have failed this quickly. You know, it should last 5 years. Best we can do is $170. And I went, "Thanks, mate. I really appreciate it." You know, he could have gouged me. So I forked over $170 for that. The reason I mention that is the $170 was a surprise, but I just paid it. The $2,300, $400, whatever it was for my teeth, that was something I've been preparing for a couple of years, so planning for it. I've also spent $1,500 on my car recently. There were a couple of issues that needed to be done, and I was able to pay for it. And it's wonderful because I've been able to pay for it. I've forever been living on the bones of my ass. I have forever been struggling with finances. I have forever not had regular income. It's really an unusual place for me to be in, where every week I know exactly how much money I'm going to be earning. And I'm always incredibly grateful when I see my payslip come through and I know that I've got X dollars dropped into my account. I built a house for $50,000. We got a mortgage for $50,000 back in 1990, and I built a house with that. Wasn't much of a house, had a lot of things missing, and then we added to it and we completed it over a decade. And building a house piecemeal like that takes a long time, and you're always scraping together resources to put the kitchen in, to finish the bathroom, to paint the walls, to clad it, bits and pieces. So for a very, very long time I've been living hand to mouth, so to speak. It's nice to have money because it gives me the flexibility when the shit hits the fan, I can actually just deal with it. That's great. So, so that's been good. It's been good. That's a good part about working for the man, so to speak. The downside is you're enslaved to the man, aren't you? And you don't have the entirely free lifestyle that you have when you're independent. And a part of me yearns for that too. It's all about balance. I did that for 6 years, completely self-indulgently, and I wasn't able to make a buck out of it, so I've got to sacrifice a couple of years to earn the bucks to maybe go back to it in a more moderate form sometime in the future if I ever work out how to do it. But I'm really grateful to have the regular income at the moment. It's nice. So work's been just head down, bum up, working. And this week I've managed to ride every day of the week. Last week I didn't. We had a big storm come through and a couple of days of wet weather, so I drove a couple of days. But this week I rode every day, so another 150k a week, which is very nice. But for an old bugger, it means I'm a little bit tired come the end of the week. Had to have a little bit of sleep this afternoon in order to be able to go out tonight. But that's okay. I'm trimming down. The paunch has pretty well disappeared. And I'm starting to feel my old youthful vigour back. Although, I'm aware that, unfortunately, I'm not a vain person. It's probably going to cost me my youthful good looks, so to speak, because undoubtedly as the weight drops off my face, I'll age. And I've already had a couple of people mention, have you lost weight, Ian? And I have. And unfortunately, plumpness fills out the lines a bit, doesn't it? Makes you look a little bit more youthful. But I'd rather be fit and vibrant and vital and look a little bit more haggard than the inverse, where I just feel like I'm dragging my sorry ass around. So that's a part of the price that you have to pay for fitness. Anyway, that's okay. I've done my teeth. I've just been working and getting ready to go away to the Do lectures in just 3 weeks. We've got the Easter weekend, and then the week after that's the Anzac long weekend, and I'm going to go down to Victoria. Paid all the expenses, paid for getting there, paid for the flights. Just got to organise a bit of transport now, and I've fortunately set up a Twitter account to help us organise that. So, just looking forward to that long weekend in the country. It's going to be very pleasant. I'm looking forward to it a great deal. And I hope it's interesting. So that's the next big thing for me. And I look forward to seeing how that evolves. Other than that, I don't really have anything else to say. I look forward to producing another couple of audio booths over this weekend to catch up on a couple of other topics I need to talk to you about. So for now, bye-bye from Brisbane. See you, everyone. Cheers, eh? Bye. But wait, there's more. I'm back. Yeah, just stepped out of the Tango Malonga. It's been, I don't know, an hour and a half maybe since I spoke to you last. And I went in there and I flopped down and I poured myself a drink and I was just too damn exhausted. I had one dance and put my shoes back on and I've just stepped out the door and I'm heading home. There's no such thing as a free lunch. This is the downside of both the exercise and working for the man. I'm awake at 4:45 every morning during the week, which means that by the end of the week I'm starting to get some pretty seriously sleep deprived. It's difficult for me to get to bed before about 9 o'clock in the morning. In the evening. Yeah, you know, I really need to be in bed by 8:30 in order to get enough sleep. It's just really hard to do. And even so, I'm still pretty whacked by the end of the day, week. And add to that the exercise, and I'm just not a happy chap. And I'm just, life's good, don't get me wrong, I'm just tired. So I front up at the tango dance there and I'm just too tired to operate. And tango is one of those dances where you actually have to connect with both your partner and the music, or else it just doesn't work. And I had a few chats with people, conversations. That was nice. It was nice connecting socially, but I'm just not up for it. So it was good to support the organisers, which is really the major reason why I went there. But I've just turned and headed out the door, and I'm on my way home and try and get 10 or 12 hours sleep tonight. Yeah, that's the way it is. That's all right, though. That's all right. Get a good night's sleep and I'll be fine for tomorrow. The other side of work and fitness that has to be accommodated. So I'm out. Bye.